Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
What you bet? Now I'm by myself, all by myself. I don't need nobody help me mule. I got you some by myself.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. Play a lot of blues here at Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that guy right there is one of my favorites. That's Lee Conley Bradley. You know him as Big Bill Brunzy. Big Bill Brunzy, born June 26th, celebrating a birthday this week. Either 1893 in Scott, Mississippi, or 1903 in Lake Dick, Arkansas. It depends on which source and who you're talking to. But we know it was June 26th either way. And Big Bill Brunzy, just a phenomenal guitar player and vocalist. Started off playing country music, actually, in the 1920s before moving to more blues sound in the 30s and 40s. And that right there starting you off with a track called All By Myself. A song that Big Bill Brunzy wrote and released in October, of 1941. And I thought we would play an entire block of songs written by the great Big Bill Brunzy. Why don't we start with a guy who used to be a touring partner of Big Bill. This is Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. He's going to tell you about Just a Dream. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Was a dream. Lord, what a dream I had on my mind. It was a dream. Lord, what a dream I had on my mind. I dream I played the numbers I played the horses too. I dream I win so much money. I didn't know what to do, but that was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. Yeah, when I woke up, baby, not a penny could I find. I dream I was in the White House, sitting in the president's chair. I dream he shook my hand, said, "Clean head, I'm glad you're here." But that was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. Yeah, when I woke up, baby, I got married and started a family. I dream I had 10 children. They all look just like me, but that was a dream.
The gypsy woman, she told me to let these women be. Said, "Man is your best friend." I said, "Are you telling me I done got wild? Whoa, to the way you women do." You've been trying to trick me, baby, but oh yeah, the tricks have turned on you. I don't know if my woman joking or what she trying to do. Now done pulled me the right card, and I'm paying just like you. I done got wild. Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby, but well, yeah, the tricks have turned on you. When I used to come from work, had four or five cousins around. Now I got me a cousin. Since I come to town, I done got wild. Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby, but well, yeah, you know the tricks I've turned on you. Oh, and 52 cards in the deck. I want you to deal me 10. If you can gamble with the women, I'm gonna gamble with the men. I done got wild. Well, yeah, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, darling, but well, yeah, you know the tricks I'll turn on you.
Me if I don't come there, you know I feels good. Yeah, I feels good. Yeah, I feels good if I get my baby in my neighborhood. I love my baby better than I love myself. Letter, she don't want nobody else, you know. I feels good. Yeah, I feels good. Yeah, I feels good. If my baby in my neighborhood. Yeah, tickling now, smoking. Say trains run every hour in the day. I'll be feeling so good if she be coming this way, you know. I feels good. Yeah, I feels good. I feels good if I can get my baby in my neighborhood. We love each other. Baby child do too. He's the age of three, and that's the only thing that's worrying me. Cause I feels good. Yeah, I feels good. I feels good. Get my baby in my neck.
When you see a drunk man, it makes you mad. When you get drunk, you look just as bad. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. And I know when you get high, you know that you're a good wood. When you get drunk, you throw a rock in a hood. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. I see you on your knee, you know you mistreat a friend. The next thing you know, you'll be wondering where you've been. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. You went downtown, you said you didn't go to stay long. The next time I saw you, you was in another man's arm. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. You don't know what to do. You say you get high because you're feeling blue, and you better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. Why, you better cut that out, boy, before it be too late.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, the man himself celebrating this week, Big Bill Brunzi, doing a lesser known tune called Night Watchman Blues. I love that tune though, released in January of 1943, released just under the moniker Big Bill Brunzi. Before that, we gave you a bunch of songs that Big Bill Brunzi wrote and others recorded, of course. We gave you a track called You Better Cut That Out, or as Sonny Boy Williamson II did it, Better Cut That Out. Originally released in 1940 by Big Bill Brunzi, Sonny Boy's version came in 1948. Junior Wells also does a fantastic version of that song. Before that, we gave you a tune called I Feel So Good, or as Smokey Hogg recorded it, I Feel Good. Big Bill did it in 1942. Smokey Hogg's version came in 1948. And Smokey Hogg, by the way, was hugely influenced by Big Bill Brunzi, self-admitted. or that. A guy who was also hugely influenced by Big Bill Brunzy, and maybe not enough people know this, as Muddy Waters, Baby I Done Got Wise. Now, that song was originally released in 1939 by Big Bill. Muddy Waters, in 1960, January of 1960, would release an entire album of Big Bill Brunzy tunes. It's called Muddy Waters Sings Big Bill. And that was one of them right there, Baby I Done Got Wise. And if Muddy Waters records an entire album of songs you have written, you're probably doing something right. Just throwing that out there. And then starting off the block was a track called Just a Dream, or as Big Bill originally recorded it in 1939, Just a Dream on My Mind. We gave you the version from 1946, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and his orchestra, which included the great T-Bone Walker on guitar on that track. So there you go. Big Bill Brunzy, born June 26th, either 1893 or 1903, and either in Scott, Mississippi or Lake Dick, Arkansas. We're going to roll with whichever one of those combinations you'd like. Big Bill Brunzy, one of the most underrated guitar players in blues history. All right, let's keep the blues thing going now with some new stuff from an artist who is from the Mississippi Delta and has a new record out. This is Eden Brent. Let's give you the title track off their new record. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. This is Getaway Blues. It's Rock Side of the Tracks.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It's on your face. It's in the way you dance around. I'll watch you dance. Spin like a merry-go-round. Amazing.
My love is warm like a home sweet home. Your love is a raging thunderstorm. I don't mind the wind and the rain, as long as you bring me a coat and some champagne. I said, oh boy, you got a hot head, a sharp tongue and a soul so spirited. You say to me, just check your reflection. And then we fall into a heap of affection. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it is. Who needs typical love? Who needs typical love? Who needs typical love? When you got what we had. Sunday, a little sweet and spice sounds alright. What good is life if you don't feel alive? Who needs typical love? Who needs typical love? Who needs typical love? Yeah, yeah. Who needs typical love? Oh, who needs typical love? Thank you.
sit and cry and think about a love that I call mine. I gave my heart and soul to her, but clearly not enough to keep her here with me, and not just on my mind. She walked out and left me in the middle of the night, heading for the station in the rain. I could hear the whistle crying as she rode on out of sight. Now I think of her each time I hear a train. That's why trains are lonesome. I can't stand to hear the sounds coming from the track. That's why trains are lonesome. They only let me know that she's never coming back. Once a day, but I can't stand to let her go, cause I feel her right beside me with the passing of each train. That's why trains are lonesome. I can't stand to hear the sounds coming from the track. That's why trains are lonesome. She's never coming back.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. There you go, a block of brand new music from four artists that I really dig, including the Lonesome River Band. A little bluegrass for you. And they got a new record out called The Winning Hand, and we gave you a track off that. That's why trains are lonesome. They really are. At least the whistle blowing is, isn't it? LonesomeRiverBand.com for more information and to listen to more of that fantastic record. Before that, an artist out of Montana by the name of Madeline Hawthorne. And Madeline Hawthorne's got a new record out called Tales from Late Nights and Long Drives. And we gave you a track off of that called Typical Love. You can find more at MadelineHawthorne.com. Then before that, we gave you an artist from my backyard here in Connecticut from the New Haven area, and that would be Mercy Choir. The prolific output from musician Paul Belbusti. And Mercy Choir has two records out already this year. The most recent one is called Peace Shoots and Prayer Cards, and I am really digging this record. We gave a track off it called How Sweet It Is. And if you're into that sort of lo-fi, indie, freak folk stuff, Mercy Choir is up your alley. MercyChoir.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, some blues from Eden Brent out of Mississippi. And Eden Brent's got a new record out called Getaway Blues, and we gave you the title track right there. You can find more at EdenBrent.bandcamp.com. All right, so I had a song stuck in my head earlier this week, as I am wont to do. And I wanted to get it out of my head. And how do you do that? You listen to it, right? In the hopes that it'll just kind of obliterate whatever keeps playing over and over again. But then I got to thinking about other songs and kind of went down a rabbit hole from the late 1960s in country music. So that's what we're going to do in this block. It's going to be a bunch of songs from the second half of the 1960s, which is one of my favorite eras. And let's start with a song that sent me down the rabbit hole. It was Connie Smith. Ain't Had No Lovin'. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Been gone. lonesome trail. It was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandido. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found. As the Rangers' badge showed brightly, El Bandido lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
Just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of running around the country that away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wantin' to see in Nashville.
And I'm down around Dallas, I'm going on south tonight.
Long strips of rubber that you see were burnt off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this a pace I'm a-setting any time they can.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through the windshield, watching it fly by me on the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville,
and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
This rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me all the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville,
and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
center of attention in this barroom. Cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no each night that I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I wanna do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to wind me up again. Thank the men that raised the grapes way out in California. And I'm hoping this will be their biggest year. All scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on. And that's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
To hold my head up and be proud of who I am. But they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number on my name. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am. But they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name. Cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. The debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go. Five fantastic numbers from the late 1960s. Including Merle Haggard. You can't really talk about the late 1960s and 1970s without talking about Merle Haggard. And he did a song called Branded Man, which was released June 12th, 1967. So just celebrated an anniversary, that tune. And, of course, was the title track off of the same album. And love that tune by Merle Haggard. Before that, we gave you a track that I also love called Wind Me Up. Written and released by Farron Young in May of 1969. One of his last truly big hits for Farron Young. And I absolutely love Farron Young, one of my favorite country voices. Before that, Del Reeves, a guy who I don't think gets enough credit. That right there was a track released in January of 1968 called Looking at the World Through a Windshield. Easily, or arguably, depending on your viewpoint, Del Reeves' greatest hit in my mind. He was the first to record that tune. Written by Jerry Chestnut and Mike Hoyer. Before that, we gave you a track called Cross the Brazos at Waco by the great Billy Walker. Now, I cheated a little bit. I said all these songs were from the late 1960s. That was actually released in August of 1964. That is clearly the mid-1960s, or early even, if you want, on a split hairs. But that song was a huge hit well into 1965. So, take that. Billy Walker, Cross the Brazos at Waco. Who doesn't love a good cowboy song? I love a good cowboy song. And that right there, starting off the block, Connie Smith, a song that went to number two on the country charts in 1966 for Connie Smith, released in May of that year, Ain't Had No Lovin'. And, you know, and I went back and looked just now, while the song was playing, actually. And I said, this song only went to number two. I mean, it's one of my favorite country tunes from the 1960s. Easily. Like, hands like top 10, maybe even top 5. I think it's Connie Smith's greatest vocal performance. I love that song. And I thought to myself, what the hell song kept this out of number one? And so I went and Googled it. Guys, I gotta tell you, nothing as good as this kept this song out of number one. I mean, David Houston's version of Almost Persuaded was, you know, that was on the charts. That was number one for like 10 weeks in 1966. But I'll take Connie Smith and Ain't Had No Lovin' over that version of that song any day of the week that ends in Y. So there's that. All right. So let's finish off the show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. And he's got a big, big album in my mind that's celebrating an anniversary this week. It's an album that was recorded in 1975 and then sat in the vaults of Columbia Records for 2 years. They just did not release it. And I don't know why. But the album that was finally released in June of 1977, celebrating anniversary this month, is the Willie Nelson album, Too Lefty From Willie. And it, of course, is a tribute to his fellow country star and one of his heroes, Lefty Frizzell. And I think it's one of Willie's best albums from the 1970s, in all honesty. And that's saying a lot, because I don't know if any country artist had a better decade ever than Willie Nelson in the 1970s, in all honesty. But I love this record. I love every song on this record. But my favorite song off this record is actually the only one on the album that was not written by Lefty Frizzell. Now, Lefty made this famous actually a couple years before this album was released. In fact, I'm pretty sure that while Willie was recording this record in 1975, Lefty's version was still on the charts. Written by Jerry Jeff Walker and Jimmy Buffett, of all people. The song is Railroad Lady. You'll never find a better version of this tune in my mind. This is Willie Nelson. And until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her Now she's trying, just trying to get home again. South Station in Boston, to the stockyards of Austin, from the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, just trying to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a Pullman car traveler, now the switchman won't have her, and she's trying, just trying to get home again. Once a highball and loner, thought he could own her, and he bought her a fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hocked him for cold cash in the town on the Wabash, never thinking, never thinking of home way back then. But the rails are now rusty and the dining car's dusty, the gold-plated watches have taken their toll. And the railroads are dying, the lady is crying, on a bus to Kentucky and home, that's her goal. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on a train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, trying to get home again, on a bus to Kentucky and home once again.